Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich will be checking in. Will Brinson coming up in a few moments from CBS Sports. Man, he's got to be excited about these games. I certainly am, but him in particular, because we got the Rams and the Seahawks that will be facing off on Sunday. Like, I power rated them, my top two teams, my power rank them, I should say, as my top two teams in the NFL, not just the NFC, but the NFL. We've got Lions-Eagles. That's on Sunday night. That's going to be a fun one, trying to figure out. I feel like we're still trying to figure out what those two teams are. And if it's week 11 and you're trying to figure out what they are, maybe they're not that great with the Lions and the Eagles. And then, you know, Chiefs Broncos, that AFC West matchup is going to be a lot of fun. But Sam, if you were to pick out one, you can watch one game in full. What's your favorite matchup? Seahawks, Rams, Lions, Eagles, or Chiefs Broncos? Cause I'm also fascinated in Chiefs Broncos.
I'll watch Chiefs Broncos, but yeah, the game I'm most excited for is the Bet Sweats Bowl for sure. Rams and Seahawks. Because yep. I think, if I can admit for a second, I think I'm so jaded by not betting Seattle that now I'm like, oh, the Rams are better. Like, if that makes any sense, right?
No, it makes sense.
If we didn't do Seattle, yeah, you gotta kind of detach yourself from the situation.
No, I totally get it. Let's bring in our buddy Will Brinson at Will Brinson over on X, CBS Sports. Will, I know top of mind for you this week, Seahawks and the Rams, we're certainly there. See, we're looking at it from the perspective of we're mad at the Seahawks because not of anything they did, because we're idiots, because we talked about them at 30-1 to win the conference and we never made the bet. So now we might be on board with you with the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, the Seahawks are tough, man, because I don't know if they've been like a public darling, but they've been like one of the top. They're almost like a consensus team in the Circa Millions every single week. And it's just, it's like you think that maybe they're going to sort of take a small step back. You know, we've seen Sam Darnold at last year with Minnesota. He would have those moments where it wouldn't be perfect. And the defense is just a truck, and they're really well coached. I think Mike McDonald, one of the best coaching hires in recent years, and you know, he's replicating that defense in Seattle. And yeah, like, I wish I'd hopped on Seahawks futures as well. Having said all that, give me the Rams this week. I mean, you got the better quarterback. I put it in my column yesterday, but you know, bet it now when it was sitting at 2.5 because it was going to get to 3. You know, I think there will be a lot of love for Seattle at 3. I think this will be one where it's pretty split, but I do think, you know, we talk about the great play of Sam Darnold. We talk about the run games. Go across the board. Maybe the defense as a whole is better for Seattle. I'm fine with saying that. But, you know, Matthew Stafford is playing quarterback at as good a level as anybody in the NFL this year. I get the Drake May love for MVP. I think Sam Darnold should be in the discussion. But, I mean, to me, Matthew Stafford is the MVP so far through the year. And so, like, I'll take the better quarterback and, you know, better receiving weapons, although JSN has been the best receiver in football this season. It should be an awesome game. I mean, it's pretty incredible to have – and I'm probably, like, you know, I'm not sure Denver KC is on Fox or CBS, but I may be doing my company a disservice here. But pretty incredible that, like, Broncos Chiefs in this late in the season with this much on the line is kind of like the second screen option, because Seahawks and Rams are such a good game.
So we did our power rankings, Will, and I feel good about mine. I went 3-2-1 Lions, Chiefs, Rams. It felt kind of weird to have the Rams on line one, but then I thought, who's better in all facets than them right now?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think you toss in the Seahawks, I guess the Bills, and I'm probably missing one more team. That's probably the top five, right? Unless I'm missing somebody else. I mean, they're all pretty bunched up there.
Would you put Detroit or Philly in there? Those are the other two.
Yeah. Well, no, Detroit's definitely in there for me, for sure. Like, with Detroit's rolling, they can roll on anybody. I think, you know, that the Philly Monday night performance, like, you want to see them back up what they showed us before the bye. I think that's kind of the issue. And then, obviously, like, if Baltimore gets going and that defense continues to limit teams the way it has over the past, like, close to a month, I mean, you know, you kind of have to start putting the Ravens back up there, even with the record. But, yeah, I think the Rams at one is perfectly reasonable. I mean, they had the fluke statistical loss in, like, Mac Jones morphing into Tom Brady, you know, 2007 Tom Brady. And then they had the insane loss to the Eagles, you know, who's, like, we're talking about, like, a top 5, 6, 7, 8 team, right? So, you know, the Rams, I mean, you know, I think people quickly forget that when the Rams won the Super Bowl, they were playing as one of the best teams the entire season. And, yeah, they had Cooper Kupp, but now they had Devontae Adams, who's playing really great football. They had Aaron Donald. They don't have him now. He's, you know, you can't recreate him. But their defense is excellent, and they continue to be excellent year after year despite, you know, swapping coordinators. And then, of course, you know, you have the consistency that is Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford. So, Puka-Nacua. So, like, I think treating the Rams as a surprise is sort of ignoring everything that Sean McVay, has done in Los Angeles.
All right, so Seahawks-Rams, that's obviously the game of the week. And the AFC side, you mentioned Chiefs-Broncos. We do get Lions-Eagles, two teams that had higher expectations than what they've played to, but they're still very much in the mix. Almost the exact same line as Seahawks-Rams. It's Eagles as the home favorite -2.5. How do you view this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think Philly is still an enigma because of the, you know, like, you have this like situation, like, are they going to throw the ball around and be, you know, an explosive passing team, or are they going to try and just be this power offense that we've, you know, seen at, you know, what are they offensively? And that's sort of the question. I think Detroit, Dan Campbell takes back play calling. Now he does it against Washington, which is a little bit easier than doing it against Philly's defense. And, like, you know, Philly's found ways to win, which is always impressive. Like, you can never discount that. But I do think that, you know, when I look at these two teams, I like Detroit a little bit more just because when they get healthy, you know, when they're completely healthy, I think they have sort of more, not more variance in the right word, but, like, more upside offensively. You sort of trust the play calling. You trust the weapons they have. And Philly's loaded. I mean, like, you know, operating to max potential, they are a very dangerous offense. But I'll take the Lions in this one. I think, you know, you hope it, if you're one back the Lions, obviously you hope it gets out to 3 and you can take them in a really close game.
Joe and I love these home dogs, especially when we know that most people are going to be on the road favorite, and that's what we have in Kansas City and Denver. I'm mortified about betting +4 and the Chiefs winning by 10. I know it's going to lose, but I still think I'm going to bet the dog.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a game where, like, I mean, you know, it's not like we're talking about some upstart, you know, rando coach coming in here and having to square off against Andy Reid. I mean, Sean Payton has plenty of experience doing that. I think the bigger concern for the Broncos is that they just managed to start slow a lot. And I don't know that Kansas City is the sort of defense where you want to be forced to try and, like, I just don't think you're going to rally against them in the fourth quarter and magically come away with a victory against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, because, you know, Broncos without Patrick Surtain, they can still slow down the run, but the Chiefs are so good at, you know, in the second half with the lead, converting those third downs. Mahomes uses his legs. You know, you got Rasheed Rice and Kelsey on the short stuff. It's like, if you don't come out and play your best football early, you're going to be a hole immediately because, you know, it's like, and it's a hole I don't think you can get out of. So, like, that's my biggest concern back in Denver. But if you're giving me more than a touchdown, I'm probably taking the Broncos. This does feel like a game where, you know, it's Denver's Super Bowl. Like, they can really make a statement about the division by winning this game. They can set themselves up to win the division and, you know, chase the one seed, which, you know, they've had to do it through smoke and mirrors and fourth quarter comebacks. But, like, go win this game. And, I mean, it's all there on the table. And so, I think they get the best out of Bo Nix. I think Sean Payton calls a great game. I think they'll keep it close enough. But, yeah, like, if you told me Kansas City was up 10 heading to halftime, I would want out of that bet as fast as possible.
With Will Brinson, CBS Sports. All right, well, the Ravens are now heavy favorites to win the division, minus 275 with how they're looking. Steelers don't look good. But I go to Cincinnati. What is going on with Joe Burrow? Like, now there's that 21-day window that's open. They have not played the Ravens yet. They are one back in the loss column to the Ravens. They're supposed to play Thanksgiving night. Maybe Burrow's healthy there. I don't know. Do you think we're going to see Joe Burrow again this year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It sounds like yes, which I think is kind of crazy. I know that, you know, if this division had played out differently and Baltimore won the early games that they probably should have won, or Lamar doesn't get hurt, then maybe they just say, you know, bleep it and shut Burrow down. But, you know, I mean, the question might be, who's making this decision? And is there anyone in the organization that can tell Joe Burrow no if he wants to play and he's back? I think the smart move would be to pack it in and call the dogs. But, you know, I mean, on the other hand, maybe Burrow comes back and – you look at it two ways. One, it's like, is Joe Burrow going to score more points than Joe Flacco has over the last few weeks? I mean, like, Flacco put up like 38 and he lost to the Jets. I mean, is Joe Burrow scoring? I mean, I guess he scores 45. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those where, like, you can see that side. You can also see, all right, you know, get Burrow back, sneak into the playoffs as a 7 seed. And you were the 7 seed that nobody wants to play if you manage to pull that off. And plus, I think Burrow is probably, you know, still, you know, I mean, he's probably sick and tired of being told that he gets hurt all the time. Now, having said that, you come back off this injury, maybe you rush back and you're like, you know, you're overcompensating in a certain area and you get hurt like some other way. That's the thing I'd be really worried about is, you know, you overcompensate and then you tear an ACL or something like that. And he's done that before. And if you do that, it all of a sudden throws your 2026 for an entire loop. But because that division is just, you know, like, still up for grabs, it wouldn't surprise me at all if he plays. It sounds like Thanksgiving, maybe the target line.
Yeah, that's what Joe was saying. They just did the 21-day thing last week. So it could be right around Thanksgiving. Joe was trying to sell me on Bengals to make the playoffs 14-1, and I'm like, ugh, damn it.
But they have to probably win. I mean, they definitely have to win at least one of the next two and maybe win their next two games. Just find a way to win those two games, and then you can talk me into it. It's almost a shame that they, you know, they lost the – you know, they had the two losses that they probably shouldn't have, because if they win those games, I mean, they're probably like – 3-1 to make the playoffs at worst.
Yeah. Now that Daboll's out of the mix, now it looks like Russ is out of the mix. Are the Giants bettable with Jameis under center, home dog, +7 against the Packers?
Yeah. It's going to go one of two ways, obviously, with Jameis. It's either Jolo Jameis throwing all over the Packers secondary and – you know, the Giants, like, I, you know, you get the dead cat bounce bump, right? Where you get a coach that's fired, and suddenly the team, everybody's like, oh, everyone's job is on the line. And, you know, Mike Kafka, this is a guy who's coaching. This is a straight up audition for Mike Kafka. I mean, because he's been a finalist for coaching jobs in recent years. And I think the Giants probably saw this as, okay, Dable hadn't, you know, 2-8 for the third straight year. Dable's, you know, Jack Starr's been evaluated for 4 different concussions. Dable's, you know, trying to save his job by running darts like all the time. You know, if Brian Dable wins some games down the stretch and we keep him, we may lose Mike Kafka anyway. Why not roll Kafka out there for the rest of the season, see what he can do? And so I think you get, I mean, kitchen sink stuff from Kafka, you know, with Jameis here, letting him cut it loose. And we've seen Jameis put up some big numbers in like short release stints before. Now, against a defense like the Packers, if the Packers play their A game, and the Packers are prone to play down to opponents, so who knows what we're getting. If the Packers play their A game, then, you know, Jameis could throw 3 pick sixes, and, you know, this game is over by halftime. But I would rather back the home dog, you know, coming off a coach firing, throwing Jameis in the mix, who just adds a little more variance to that, where you know he can storm through the back door if it's close, and you know that he could just come out and just be nuclear hot to start the game, and if they get a lead, you feel really good about that 7.
Will, thanks for squeezing us in around your travels. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, all anytime, boys. Talk to you next week.
Will Brinson, thank you so much. Will Brinson at Will Brinson on X. Make sure you follow him there. Check out his work, CBS Sports. Yeah, Sam, with Jameis in, it's like, no, the Packers not considering in Survivor. Packers in a teaser, probably not. Like, anything can happen in that game. So that's now interesting to watch. Lightning bets will be interesting. We've got a media brawl busting out. We'll talk about it next on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.